up, but we're all right.
If you don't learn anything else from listening to the Bud and Broadway Show, I want you to know this. No good deed goes unpunished.
Words to live by. Thanks for waking up with us here at 92.3 WIL.
You know, you try to do the right thing, and then you wind up on the phone for two straight days trying to deal with people that don't know what they're doing. Mm. And let me back up.
You're going to need to explain. Right, I feel like I'm on one of them shows that should, right now, the audience should see, ting, 6 hours before.
Let's back up and talk about the white trash division of the Broadway family. Hmm. Okay, you know I got one. I love them, but they're my family, but they are white trash, and there's nothing I can do about that. Now, I have to tell you this. When my mother was alive, I bought my mom I put her on my cell phone plan because I always wanted to be able to get up with her when I needed to talk to her and stuff. So I gave her a phone and put it on my plan. Well, when she passed away last year, I let my stepdad keep the phone.
Okay.
I was like, you know, you just keep it. It's fine. It's part of the plan. It's no big deal.
So he's still on your plan?
Yes. So he's still on the plan. You'll recall that about 5 months after Mom passed away, he's the one that accepted the call from Jamaica telling him that he had won like $500,000.
Yes.
And he talked to him for 45 minutes, and it cost me $700 for the phone call to Jamaica.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was good times. Good times.
Yeah.
So his phone died. Or it was in the process of dying because it was an older phone. It was a flip phone, and that's what Mom wanted, and she would never let me upgrade her. So thank God, because now I'd be playing a data plan. But I said, you know what, let me check. And I went on the line, and I looked, and it was due for an upgrade, so I got him a new phone. And I had it shipped to him. And so he got the phone 2 days ago, and he called me and let me know that he got the phone and how much he appreciated it and whatnot. And I was like, listen, just take it down to the store. Mm-hmm. And let them activate it for you.
Right.
Because you're in Mississippi, mm-hmm. and I'm in St. Louis, and I can't do this for you.
Right.
I can't do this. I should have had the phone sent to me, activated it, and then sent it to him. I wasn't thinking. Mm-hmm. So his solution was, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll get number 12. If you haven't heard me talk about the white trash division of my family, there's like 90 of them, and I can't keep up with them, so I just number them. Yeah. And I think that he told me that he was going to get like number 16 was going to activate the phone for him because she's like, you know, 13 or 14 or something, and so he felt like she could handle it.
She knows flip phones.
Yeah. So it started yesterday afternoon. Uh-oh. Get the first phone call. Hey, I'm gonna activate this phone now, and what do I need to do? Well, you need to take it down to the store and let them activate
just
it.
Go right on over.
No, we got this. We got a team of white trash people right here, and they're gonna take care of it for me. I got this. I was like, okay, well, just call there's instructions in the box. Just call the number and do what it tells you, and it'll activate the phone. Okay. Well, then they call back a few minutes later. Well, we can't access the account. We need the PIN number. And I was like, I got to give y'all the PIN number? So now I got to change my PIN number.
Yeah.
Because I can't have them rooting around in my account.
Immediately.
So I gave them the PIN number, and they call, and then it really got good. Then the call started. How do we transfer the minutes to the new phone? Well, you don't have to transfer the minutes. You got to understand, ain't never had a real phone. They all have burner phones. Yes. All of them. You don't have to transfer the minutes. When you activate the phone, it activates, and you're good to go. It's on the plan. Blah. Okay, bye. 5 minutes later. Hey, we're trying to get these minutes moved over, and we don't know how to do it. Who do we need to talk to? You don't have to transfer the minutes. He's got unlimited minutes. Do you understand what unlimited means? Okay, we got it. Bye. Four times. We can't figure out how to get these minutes transferred over.
Oh,
will you stop buying phones at Walmart? This is not how this works. They finally got it done, thank the Lord. About 8:30 last night, I got the last call of my stepdad. I just want to let you know I got my phone going. It's like, y'all could tell by when your name showed up on my
Meanwhile, none of your kids that are also on the plan have phone services today. I'm just throwing it out.
My guess is that by 8 o'clock this morning, I'm out of data.
Yeah. And your wife ain't got no minutes.